Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Every people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let me decrease, that the Spirit of the Lord in me would increase. Bind us together in one heart, one mind, and in one accord. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Father, I thank you that we stand on your word. That said, if any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done of our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. I thank you for Providence Tebow and myself coming together, Lord, as one, and that you may have, that you may have the glory, the honor, and the praise here tonight in Jesus' precious and holy name. Thank you for 1,600-fold blessings are coming into people's lives from this day forward, this night forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 14. And the word of God says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Also in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift come from above and cometh from the Father of lights, with whom is no variousness, nor shadow of turning. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, those that are listening tonight, we are grateful and thankful for you. Amen. And we thank God for those that will be listening at a later date. Just for the next few minutes, we want to talk about don't take God for granted. Do not take God for granted. People of God, often the things that we take for granted, for example, our relationship with God, our relationship with our families, friends, our health, and serving others, that produces the most joy in our lives in 2023. So, beloved, God has promised to abundantly bless those who submit their lives to Him in obedience to His precepts and laws. The Bible says here in the book of Proverbs 28, verse 27, he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. You see, God do not expect us to be perfect because we are still under construction. Yes, but before he will bless you materialistically, he expects us to first seek him, follow him. Bible says in of 3 John verse 2. Beloved, above all things, I wish that thou would prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. But God does want us to be sincerely trying to put into practice the truth we know, the truth we have heard, not just being hearers of the word, but being doers of God's word. You see, God wants us to be working towards perfection. As a child of God, God's ways work, and they produce blessings in our lives. So as believers of Christ, we must increase in our faith and go beyond what is commanded of it. You have to go beyond the letter of the law by doing more than is required. You have to live by every word, every precept, and every thought of God. You have to do this in order to see the blessings of the Lord in your life in 2023. So, child of God, the more you put God's written word to work in your life, the more you absorb its teaching, the more confident you will have in it. This is better to be repeated, so I'm going to repeat it again. Child of God, believer of Christ, the more you put God's written word in your life, the more you absorb its teaching, the more confident you will have in it and in God. Word of God says for us in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So, beloved, never take God's love for you or your faith for granted. God loves us. He loves us when we sometimes don't love ourselves. He knows all about us. He created us on purpose for a purpose. So learn to value yourself. Don't wait for other people to give you a pat on the back. Word says in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We must put God first in our lives, in our decision making on a daily basis, in anything that we say or do. Because when we seek him first and ask him for wisdom, he will give it to us. He don't hold back. So we as believers of Christ in 2023, if we want to be successful, we must meditate on the word of God day and night. We must study the word. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly divided, the word of truth. We must pray daily, go in our secret closet and talk to him all about everything that we are facing each and every day of our lives. When nobody else cares, God cares. So if we seek him first, everything else will fall in place. So don't take God for granted. Again, here in the word, it says, many are led. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So it's very important each and every day to be led by the Holy Spirit, but to be led by what God's word is saying. That's why it's very important to have a hunger for his word. And let his word go from our head to the depths of our heart. So when a situation or circumstances come across our path, that we can quickly, hallelujah, bring forth a scripture that we can stand on in faith and believe that God will give us the victory Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Yes, child of God, taking someone for granted is a failure. To show appreciation to someone who deserves it. I'm going to say that again. When we take someone for granted, it's a failure on our part because it shows, because it is a failure to show appreciation to someone who deserves it. It is showing ingratitude to your helper, particularly because of being familiar too much with them. That's why it's always, it is using wisdom of not getting too familiar with people that is around you. Because once your respect as a man or woman of God is lost and you become too familiar with people, they lose the anointing. They don't respect the anointing that is upon your life. Now, it doesn't mean that you are better than anybody else because God is no respecter of person. It means that, hallelujah, the anointing that is upon your life, it should be so important that you will treasure it, that you will not allow any contamination to affect it. So we must be alert, be on watch, on 24/7, because the enemy is busy. We know that we have an adversary, the devil, who comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He goes about trying to set traps up for the anointed ones, those that are anointed by the Spirit of God. You see, Christ is the anointed one. We as followers of his are partakers of the anointing because of what Jesus did. But we must walk in obedience to what the Word of God is saying. We must do what it says, and we must do it quickly. I'm reminded of what Jesus says, I must work while it is day, for night cometh that no man can work. So, beloved, it is not good to take a human being for granted because we don't know. God used people to reach people. So, but it is also more dangerous to take God for granted. You see, taking God for granted, many people are guilty of this, even now in 2023. Even every born-again believer can come to the point in life where they think they're all that, and taking it upon themselves, putting the spotlight on themselves instead of putting the spotlight on God. Yes, we must look on to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help coming from the Lord. God promised us in his word that he's a present help in time of need. So again, we as believers of Christ, we must not fail to appreciate God as we should, because we can get to a place of being so familiar with him that we take him for granted, push him aside until we need him, like a genie in a bottle. Hallelujah. We must respect the Lord, respect God, have a holy reverence for his sovereignty. Yes, because we need him each and every day of our lives. Again, I'm reminded of what James says. Before we go to that, I want you to know that God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. Again, here in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, we know that every good gift, life is a gift. Hallelujah. Every good gift and every perfect gift come from above and cometh from the Father of lights, with whom is no variousness in the shadow of turning, which means that God desires to bless his children, bless those that are his. He desired to bless us to far beyond what we can imagine. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for those that love him. So, beloved, we are so used to what God does for us or for the benefits we enjoy from him that we behave as if we are, as if these are normal things we should have. See, it's not about us. It's about the God in us. It's about the mercy, the grace of God that he have allowed upon each and every one of our lives as a child of his. You see, it was God that drafted us in as born-again believers into the family of God. It's God that have placed us in his family. Hallelujah. Oh, what a blessing it is to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that in 2023, we belong in the family of God. So people of God, many people take God for granted for the many things that he have given them because they don't see him as the source. Yes, we must look to God as our source, not looking to man, because man is liable and subject to fall at any time. They may mean well at the moment, but when temptation comes, when trouble come a knocking, and it will, they have each and every day, the Bible says, has trouble of itself. I'm paraphrasing right here. But when we put our hand in the Master's hand, of knowing that God have promised us that he'll never leave us nor forsake us, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. When we all plug in the right source, hallelujah, plug in into God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that neither slumber nor sleep, the God that has all power in his hand. Yes, we can't take him for granted. No, because God is all-knowing. He's all-seeing. He knows us better than we do ourselves. So it is only right to praise him, to give him the glory, the praise, and the honor. It is only when we lose some of the blessings that he has given us and that we deny the access to them temporarily, that we begin to see that they are all God's blessing. We don't own anything. We've been bought with a price. We have been bought by the blood that was shed on Calvary. It was Jesus that made the way, the truth. It was Jesus that bridged the gap between God and man. It was all because of Jesus. We have another opportunity to get right with God. Oh, what a blessing in 2023. So don't take God for granted. Now, when I'm talking about God, anything can become a God to you. But I'm talking about the God, the one, the creator, the one that created heaven and earth, the one that predestined, preordained, before we was in our mother's womb, our purpose for here on planet Earth. So, beloved, are you grateful to God for what he have done for you? Don't take God for granted. Don't become too familiar with him to the point where you really don't honor him. And you don't take God for granted and put him behind the blessings that he have bestowed upon you. Don't get used to God's blessings and works that you do not think of him. No, again, Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So in everything we say and do, seek God first. Seek him in the morning, noontime, and late at night. Draw nigh to him as he draw nigh to you. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, always remember there is an adversary, the devil, that comes to, he goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Yes, remember when he approached Jesus in the wilderness, when he was led by the Spirit to go into the wilderness, and after 40 days and 40 nights, he got hungry. He was at his lowest point, and then the devil was going to show up and present to him the whole world as if he was a big somebody. But I like what Jesus told him. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. When he was trying to convince Jesus about turning these rocks into bread, Jesus didn't hesitate. Even at his weakest point, he defeated the devil by using the word of God. Always give thanks to God because he deserves it. Yes, he does. He has allowed us to see a brand new year. He has allowed us to cross over. We are in a place where we never was before. Even right now, start this night to thank him. Thank him. Don't take him for granted. Thank him because he's the one that woke us up this morning. It was an alarm clock. Thank him because you're on top of the ground not on top of you. Thank him because of the blood that flows in your vein. Thank him that you are found in your right mind as you put on the mind of Christ. Thank him. Have a heart have a attitude for gratitude. Have a thankful heart. Always give him thanks regardless of what's going on. Beloved, some people thank God for granted concerning their going out and coming in on a daily basis because they are so familiar with their own routine. You see, one thing about God is always moving. Sometimes we get stagnated. Sometimes we stand still. Yes, we stand still to hear from God, but once God speaks, be quick about it. Follow the instruction to the T. Fully follow it. Fully obey what it said because halfway obeying is still sin. We must fully obey what God said in order for the blessings to be manifested in our lives. See, the Bible says here in the book of Psalms 37, verse 5, it says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Commit. A lot of times we, as born-again believers of Christ, we take our walk with the Lord lightly. We say that we are committed. Our lips say one thing, but our actions may say something else. When we are fully committed to God and to his word, we will follow it without hesitation. We will do whatever it takes to enter into his presence, to get to the place where we're not ashamed of the gospel. We're not ashamed of lifting our hands up in public as well as in private. We're not ashamed to say, praise the Lord, because God haven't given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, for God haven't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. So we, like Paul, we must not be ashamed of the gospel. We must not be ashamed of being a born-again believer of Christ. We must put on the whole armor of God that we may withstand the wiles and schemes of the devil. Yes, we must put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded with truth, our foot shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We must pick up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. As we go into the ministry of binding and loosing, binding up all principalities and powers of darkness, binding up all spiritual wickedness in higher places, binding up all ungodly activities within the atmosphere, binding up all confusion, division, and separation influences from our lives, binding everything and anything that's not of God away from our lives as we walk in our authority of knowing who we are and whose we are in the Lord. Binding up the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Binding up, hallelujah, every evil report that has been spoken against us in the ministries that God has entrusted us with. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, each and every day God provides us with benefits that we don't deserve. But because of his love for mankind, because of his love for his children, God forgives us, and he has allowed us to walk a walk that is close to him. I'm reminded in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve was in the garden, that God would come down in the midst of the day, hallelujah, come down to commune and to fellowship with Adam. And Adam was given a command not to eat from the tree of good and evil. And then one day, everything was going smoothly. Then one day after the woman was created, and her name was Eve, and they went and did what God had commanded them not to do, and ate of the fruit from the tree of good and evil. That's how sin became present into where they were living in the Garden of Eden. And they turned around and clothed themselves. And God asked them and said, who told y'all that y'all were naked? And immediately the blame game took place. The woman said it was the serpent. The man said it was the woman. And then come to find out it was the man's responsibility. So we have to understand that God wants us to be blessed. But we have to get to a place to fully obey what the word of God is saying. We must seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. Thank God for allowing Jesus to come down from heaven above and become that ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. Yes, because of him being that a sinless one, become taking upon himself the sins of the world, that he died, shed his blood, and after 3 days rose from the dead. We are grateful and thankful that Jesus paid the price, the penalty, hallelujah, that satisfied God in order to release upon us a brand new slate, a brand new beginning for our lives. So be people of God, don't take what God did, what Jesus did for us, for granted. Don't take his blessings that he shared, that he put upon us each and every day of our lives. He's no respecter of person. What he do for one, he can do for another. I'm reminded of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm reminded of them because of their obedience. We were able to be drafted in and be partakers of Abraham's inheritance in 2023. Don't take God for granted.
so you know it's right. You ain't gotta go, you can spend the night. I don't even like when you leave. I sent the keys, your scent still on my lips. I mean, you right as the sun, you been the one. Bet you knew that too. Let's peel back the roof, let the wind loose. I love being with you in the coop. Nothing else said, I'm in your head like dreads. You turn hair like red. When you step in the room, the noise go dead. I'm not going nowhere, you got me down like the feds. You all about your bread, you just for me. Your voice is sweet, you move discreet. Your house is neat, the same sense of style as me. And possibly my wife to be. If we can make it true and make the move. Your hustle A1, your nails stay done. Your hair A1, your feet stay done. I know that you're the one, I can't even front. I just wanna be with you, you know it.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Yes, we just want to be where God is. Amen. 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 We don't have no rights to the song, but we thank God for being able to thank God for Pastor Jay. Amen. She is one great woman of God that gave us the permission to do it, and we are thankful and grateful for that. Again, tonight we are talking about don't take God for granted. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm ever so grateful and thankful for everyone that have tuned in. We just touch and agree with you that based on the word of God says that any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth to be done by the Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. And we just want to pray, a blessing upon you and your family. Hallelujah, that now we're in the third month of 2023. And God have extended grace, mercy, and love upon each and every one of us. And we are so grateful. Amen, amen. You know, hallelujah, every day that God allow us to still be here in the land of living is a blessing. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So believers of Christ, praying to God shows your trust in him. And thank God for seeing you through each and every day and waking you up each and every morning. Yes, remember this always, that the days consume some people and the night consume others also. But thank God for giving you an opportunity to see a brand new day. Hallelujah. Here in the book of Psalms 91, verse 5, it says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, be thankful to God for giving you food to eat and for his provision that he grants us on a daily basis. Yes, child of God, do not take God for granted and fail to appreciate what God has done for you, for me, in 2023. And let us show gratitude. Be thankful always, because it is commanded for us to be thankful. It is a command. Be thankful in the good times. Be thankful in the times that are not so, what we would perceive as not being so good. Everything that God creates is good, and he'll work it out for you, for your goodness. Yes, don't let envy make you ungrateful. Again, for a reminder, people of God, do not get so familiar with God's blessing that you forget, the one that is a blessing, and that is God. Every good and perfect gift come from him. Yet God is the source of all blessings. So don't get too used to the blessings of God, that you take God for granted. Don't worship the blessings while you neglect the one who blessed you. Here in the book of Psalms 103, verse 2, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit." Colossians 2, verse 7, the B clause of the verse says, "Let your lives overflow with thanksgiving for all God has done." Believer of God, do not take God's grace and mercy for granted. Yes, we are, as New Testament saints, we are under grace. Grace is God's unmerited favor upon our lives. Yes, because of the grace of God, we are able, hallelujah, we are able to go forth. We are able to depend on him because he loves us. Depend on him for everything that you say or do. Seek him early in the morning. Go to him to get the mind of Christ each and every day. Bible says here in the book of Matthew 24, verse 42, it says, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord is coming." Proverbs Psalm 136, verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever." Live your life as if God was coming, as if Jesus was coming the very next minute. Live a life that is so close to your obedience to him that if your name was pulled, if your number was pulled and your name was called, that you would be ready to meet your maker. So people of God, remember this, that if you are in disobedience, it will cost and bring consequences that is not pleasurable in your life. Always remember that Jesus paid it all for a life, for us to live a life that is pleasing to God. Yes, life is full of ups and downs, but many of the downs are the consequences of our disobedience. Remember what it said in the book of Deuteronomy? If you be willing and obedient, you will enjoy, hallelujah, you will enjoy the blessings. You will enjoy the good. You will enjoy the things that are good for you. It is not hard for God to forgive us, but it is often hard for us, hallelujah, to forgive ourselves. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible says here in the book of Romans 8, verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Yes, so don't take God for granted. The God of all creation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head, the God that has our best interests in mind, the God that knows best what it takes for us to be in alignment with the will, with his perfect will for our lives. Bible says in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, now therefore, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may know what the perfect will of God is for our lives. So people of God, in a world in 2023 that is overcrowded with people who has a form of godliness, but denying the power of God, we need to take be extra careful that the Lord is being glorified through our daily lives and dealings. So don't neglect the one who blessed you. Don't neglect God Almighty, the one that hallelujah, that caused us to breathe out the breath that we have, the one that allowed us to walk with wisdom. Bible says in Psalms 1, verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law do he meditate day and night. Yes, Psalms 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. We must meditate on the word. We must have a steady time. We must study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rather dividing the word of truth, the word of God. We must not delay or neglect spending time reading the word, meditating on the word of God, spending time in prayer. Where it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, to pray without ceasing. In other words, always have an attitude of prayer, not always audibly or talking out loud, but keeping our mind on him. As we keep our mind on the Lord, we will experience that perfect peace that he talks about. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Never neglect giving thanks to God for how he has blessed you on a daily basis. Instead, make your heart and life a place of honor to the Lord. Choose to make Jesus a priority in your life on a daily basis. Yes, beloved, the Lord saved you for a purpose, on purpose. He has given you gifts, talents, and ability to serve along one another in fulfilling the great commission. Yes, God expects us to go beyond the four walls of a building, even our homes, into the byways and the highways, to compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, child of God, give careful thoughts to your ways and fulfill the call of God on your life. Remember, we are set apart for God's use. Remember, as always, in 2023, that God has granted us the gift of life. Not only is it our life, it is a blessing from him, but so are the lives of our loved ones. We should cherish the time we have with them. The question is, what are you doing for God with the life he has given to you in 2023? For those who are saved, God have given us his forgiveness. Sometimes we as Christians struggle with God's forgiveness and take it for granted. You see, the Holy Spirit has been given to us as a comforter. The Holy Spirit is a teacher and guide for our lives. The indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit is a blessing for a believer, for those who have received him through salvation, the salvation experience. You see, the Holy Spirit, it convicts us of sin. Yes, because of God's love towards us. We as ambassadors for Christ, we are commanded to be thankful. Each one of us should strive to be more grateful for the wonderful gifts that God has given to us on a daily basis. So believers of Christ, people of God, don't take God for granted, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do not take for granted. It means to value something or someone very lightly, to fail or to properly notice, appreciate someone or something that should be valued. Yes, we often take our freedom that we have here in the United States of America for granted, the land of the brave and the free. Yes, because of what those that went before us, what they did, sacrificing their lives for us to enjoy freedom. Here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 3 through 6, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us acceptable, accepted in the beloved. People of God, because God is rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in trespasses, the one thing that changed our status before God, his grace, his undeserved love. Brothers and sisters of Christ, God saw how hopeless we were, so he had pity on us in our lost condition, and he resolved to do something. God decided to give salvation away to a world of sinners for free. But that decision came at the cost of his most precious possession. Bible says in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Yes, beloved, God loved, God gave, God saved. That is grace. Jesus said during his lifetime, while he was here on planet Earth, that he did not come to seek out the proud and the powerful. Jesus came to go to the lost and sick and those that were suffering. Jesus spoke in parable, told stories. For example, he told the story of the workers in the vineyard, which you can read about in Matthew 20, verse 1 through 16, which demonstrates that citizenship in God's kingdom is not a matter of working or earning, but it is a matter of God's grace freely given. Yes, beloved, it was grace and grace alone that led Jesus, his hands, on a cruel cross and forgave those who put him there. He spilled his own blood, and he became the sole object, the sole target of God's wrath in the place of wretched, degraded, spiritually useless sinners like us. We were dead in sin, but God made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in trespasses, that is how grace works. You see, the word of God also says here in Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, not of ourselves. It is the price of God, not of works, as any man should boast. The Apostle Paul let us know that God is the one that gets the credit for the faith in our hearts. Beloved, we are receivers of God's life-giving grace. So child of God, because of God's grace, he also raised us up with Christ. And he seeks us in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So beloved, in God's eyes, as a born-again believer of Christ, in God's eyes, because of Christ's sacrifice that washed away every sin we have ever committed and every sin we ever will commit. So in God's eyes, we are already seated with Christ in heavenly glory. See, the word of God also says in Ephesians 2 and 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. So people of God, we are God's creation, his masterpiece. God's grace not only made us, it flows through us. All our good works brings glory to him, the one who made us. Child of God, grace works alone, and great grace works in spite of you and I to remake us, to save us, to make us into God's masterpiece, designed and equipped to do the good works that God has prepared for us to do. Yes, you and I and every born-again believer are saved by God's grace and God's grace alone. And that means that our salvation is certain, is sure. Yes, don't take God and his grace for granted in 2023. We just hope and pray through the preaching, through the teaching here tonight on this Tuesday, there was something that was said that will encourage you to go on a little bit further on your journey, your Christian journey towards heaven. We just hope and pray that the word of God have pricked your heart and have exalted you to the place where your mind is made up and your heart is fixed, that the world is behind you and the cross is before you. That your heart desire is to live a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight in 2023. There may be one or there may be someone in this sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. But this is the hour, this is the time to get right with God. This is the time to consider him. You have tried everything else. You may be tore up from the floor up. You may be at a crossroad in life. Don't know which way to go. Well, God have given us a free gift, and that is salvation. Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That whosoever may be you at this hour. Well, we have brought you good news. God love you. We do too. Bible says that if you acknowledge the fact that you need help, if you acknowledge the fact that you are sorry for the sins that you have committed and you're ready to repent of your sin and get right with God. It's simply getting to the place of saying, God, I'm sorry for the sins that I've committed. I'm ready to come fully in, fully ready to fully commit my life, totally and complete to you. Humble yourself on bended knees and bow down heads. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 says, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for with your heart you believe on righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. If that's you tonight, and you are truthfully want to get right with God, welcome to the family of God. Thank you. It's rejoicing right now. We will pray with you and for you on a continuous basis and believe that God will lead you to a Bible-believing church to where you can get grounded in the Word of God and go further in your Christian journey with Him. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle, for that message today on not taking God for granted. So let's practice not taking God for granted and being grateful and thankful. If you have gleaned any information, anything that you can use in your everyday life, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Friday and every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that's 347-826-9424. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, we'd love to hear from you. Please write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. Of course, we'd love to hear from you. Again, God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Keep God first. Don't take him for granted. And know that he loves you as well as we. We love you. God bless. Have a great week.